So this is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined with
Scott Shale.
And Scott, so do you work with the fair? You just
quite extensively. My father was the fair chairman for many years. As a matter of fact, the fair is in his. This is all in his memorial today, for Don Shale. But I grew up with the fair. It's been my life. All 50 years of it have been the fair.
What's it like growing up with a fair? I mean, it's almost like a family member, right?
It really is. This has been a tough year for us without not having it. I grew up here. My father was always, that's how he got involved with the fire department. I grew up cooking chicken at the fairgrounds all the way through until I was in my early 20s. And my wife and I had actually, we moved to the Midwest and missed two fairs and came back. And next thing you know, we were cooking chicken and baked potato all over again and just went right back into it. And the fair... Fair has been a part of our life for as long as we can remember.
So, do you just work in the tents now, or do you?
I am on the fair committee. I handle the publicity, okay. And I also am the entertainment manager. So I book the bands. I book the shows that are out there. The racing pigs, the motorcycle shows, the dock diving dogs, all the lumberjacks when we have them. So I've been taking care of entertainment now, probably for the past 15 years, if not longer.
So tell me about your dad. What did he do with the fair?
For years and years, he cooked chicken, and then I think he did main food tent for a little bit, but he was on and off fair chairman for many years. He was the fair chairman for, I think, a five-year run, and then my mother got sick, so he took a few years off, and after she passed, he went right back into it. And he was fair chairman. He was actually supposed to be the chairman of this year's fair.
Wow. So why is this fair special? I mean, what's unique about it?
It's a family coming together. I grew up in this town. I grew up, and this is what kind of, I want to say the fire department has been the glue that has held the town together. And I look at a lot of the friends I have, they're through the fire department, and one of the ways we get closer with each other is every year, the month of August, we spend it together, and we spend it up here working our butts off, trying to get everything ready, and hoping for a good, profitable fair. And what's also nice about this fair is that it keeps the fire department funded. Mm-hmm. This is our our number one fundraising event of the year, and it's what pays all of our bills. It's keeping our guys trained. It's buying the equipment, paying insurances. So it's not just a fair to us. There's an importance behind it. We want it to be successful because it keeps us running as a fire department, protecting the town. But at the same time, it brings us all together for, that's what we do.
What's I actually don't know. Nobody's touched upon it. Like, so when did the fair start?
69 years ago.
Wow. And was that the same year that the fire department started?
The fire department was around a little bit before that, but the fair started as a small carnival that they would hold behind the school.
Really?
And then it branched out and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and here you have it.
It's amazing. How has the fair changed
it changes year to year. I mean, the entertainment's gotten bigger, the food selections have gotten greater. We never had barbecue pulled pork, we never had tacos. We've added all that stuff, and we do it so that we can stay ahead and give people a great fair to come to.
Is it hard to maintain sort of that legacy of the fair, what everybody thinks of, and yet like still change, like to find that balance?
No, because we're a true agricultural fair. You're still going to come. You're going to see animals in the barn. You're going to see sheep shearing. You're going to see. You're going to have all the arts and craft exhibits, all the antique machinery. That's always going to be here. Mm-hmm. But now it's, do you want a roast beef sandwich or do you want a taco?
Right.
It's all we're doing is we're adding to it. We're trying to give people more and more reasons to come to the fair. Fairs are dying and we want ours to survive.
It certainly is a special one. I mean, it means a lot to me. Are there any special fair memories you want to share? Anything that specifically strikes a chord?
There's probably too many to list. So we'll just leave it at that.
I really want to thank you, unless there's anything you want to add.
No, that's it. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to stop recording now.
Okay.